Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go, round number two today. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you 15 minutes past the hour, Thursday, August the 5th. Do want to remind everybody again, there will be a parking lot sale to benefit Emmanuel Child Care and Preschool. This will be Saturday, August the 7th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Calling all to come, sell, and shop. Open to local vendors as well. Sale will include household, family items, baby gear, children's clothing, toys, and more. Refreshments available. All proceeds benefit Emmanuel Lutheran Child Care and Preschool. And the parking lot of Emmanuel Lutheran Child Care is 241 South Prospect Street, right here in Marion. Now, I don't know if booth space is still available, but it was $20 a booth, and that was a 10 by 10 space, so give them a call, and I'm sure you can find that out. That is coming up Saturday, August the 7th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., the parking lot sale over at Emmanuel Child Care and Preschool. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is Scott. I'll pick Wild's ticket.
Wild's tickets. All right. Now, you will be, let me make sure I have those in here, but would you be able to pick those up today between 10 and 1?
No, not really.
Well, no, you can pick them up anytime. Let me just make sure.
I'll just pick them up Monday, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, Monday's fine. So let me get these set aside here. Wild's. Okay. I got you down for the Wild's. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Scott has got Wild's tickets. Okay, now let's continue on here this morning. Back to the Family Feud, and a whole new group of contestants here to get in on winning the prize this hour. Every correct answer gets you entered in to winning the prize. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. That's what we're looking for. And again, don't give me the one that everybody wants to say. If you get, it's number two. We've already taken it out, so do not guess that one. Go ahead, caller.
How about selection?
Selection. Let me see. No selection. No selection on the list. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. There are eight altogether, and we've only got three. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. Go ahead, caller.
How about protection?
Protection. Protection is number five on the list. All right, got you in, Judy.
Okay, thanks.
Judy gets in. Protection shows up at number five on the list. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Perfection.
Perfection. Let me see here. No perfection on the list. No perfection. Well, perfection was number three. I think somebody already guessed that. I think it was Judy in our last hour. Judy C. All right. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. That's what we're looking for, a word that rhymes with election. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say collection.
Collection. Collection is number seven on the list. Got you in, Judy.
Okay.
All right, Judy S. is in twice this time. She's playing hard this round. So we've got one, two, three left. Name a word that rhymes with election. A word that rhymes with election. Go ahead, caller.
Detection.
Detection. Detection shows up at number four on the list. All right, Judy, got you in.
Thanks.
Now we've got Judy S in twice and Judy C in once. Detection. So, two answers left. A word that rhymes with election. Go ahead, caller.
How about fraction?
No fraction.
Okay.
No fraction on the list. A word that rhymes with election. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, it's me again. Vacation.
Vacation. No vacation on the list.
Okay.
No vacation on the list. A word that rhymes with election. 740-383-9944. Two words left on the list that rhyme with election. We'll get you in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
Deflection.
Deflection. No deflection. No deflection. We've got selection, perfection, detection, protection, collection, but there are two words that we don't have that rhyme with election. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about population?
Not population.
Okay.
Population not on the list today. A word that rhymes with election. Does anybody know? A word that rhymes with election. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Did you have dictation?
Not dictation on the list.
Okay.
No dictation on the list. A word that rhymes with election. A word that rhymes with election is what we're looking for here. Does anybody know what those two remaining answers are? Judy S in twice, Judy C in once. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, how about friction?
No friction on the list. Friction is not on the list. A word that rhymes with election. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody guessed infection?
Infection. That's a good one. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okie doke.
Infection does not show up on the list today. A word that rhymes with election. What could it be? All righty. Here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
How about affection?
Affection. No affection, but that's a good one, too. No affection on the list today. We've got selection, perfection, detection, protection, collection. A word that rhymes with election. Go ahead, caller.
Correction.
Correction. No correction on the list. Correction does not make the list today. A word that rhymes with election. What would that be? A word that rhymes with election. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said invention?
Not invention on the list. No invention on the list. Invention does not make the list today. A word that rhymes with election. All right, go ahead, caller.
Direction.
Direction. No direction on the list. Direction does not show up on the list. We've got selection, perfection, detection, protection, collection. Go ahead, caller.
About defection.
Defection. No defection on the list. No defection on the list this morning. A word that rhymes with collection. There are still two of these left. A word that rhymes with collection. Or election. Well, I guess it would rhyme with collection, too, wouldn't it? Go ahead, caller.
About complexion.
No conflection. We're having a little bit of conflection here this morning. A word that rhymes with election. What would that be? All righty, go ahead, caller.
Has anyone said convection, like a convection oven?
I don't think so. No convection on the list, though.
Okay.
Okay.
No convection on the list today. A word that rhymes with election is what we're looking for. A word that rhymes with election. Still two answers left on the old list here. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about quotation?
No quotation. No quotation on the list. So far we've got Judy S in twice and Judy C in once this morning. A word that rhymes with election. What would that be? A word that rhymes with election. Two answers left on the big board here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about illustration?
No illustration. Illustration does not make the list. A word that rhymes with election. What would that be? A word that rhymes with election. We're waiting to see. 740-383-9944. Still two of these answers left on the board today, 26 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
How about section?
Section. You got it. Section's number 8 on the list. We got you in, Bob.
All right.
Bob gets in once here. Section shows up on the list this morning. So we're down to one answer. We've got selection, perfection, detection, protection, collection, and section. Go ahead, caller.
How about addiction?
No addiction. No addiction on the list this morning. We've got Bob, Judy C, and Judy S in so far. Still one word left that rhymes with election. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, give us a call back. All right, a word that rhymes with election is what we're looking for. A word that rhymes with election. Okay, go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Hey, how about reflection?
Reflection, good guess. Not there, though. No reflection on the list this morning. A word that rhymes with election. That's what we're looking for here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Defection?
Not defection. Defection does not make the list. A word that rhymes with election. Still one left on the list this morning. Judy S, Judy C, and Bob so far in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if I said dictation before or not.
No dictation on the list.
Okay.
No dictation on the list. A word that rhymes with election. A word that rhymes with election. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Completion.
No completion. A word that rhymes with election. One left on our list today. A word that rhymes with election. 28 and a half minutes past the hour here. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
How about fraction?
No fraction. No fraction on the list today. A word that rhymes with election. Coming up on 29 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Go ahead, caller.
Attention.
No attention. Now, do these words rhyme with election? Attention, election? I don't know. The words we have, selection, perfection, detection, protection, section, collection. Go ahead, caller.
Rejection.
Rejection. You have got it. Now, is it just me, or did half of these words not rhyme with election?
There was a bunch of them that didn't rhyme with election.
I mean, I don't want to point that out, but, you know,
yeah.
I was a little confused.
Yeah, there was a few of them that had not even close.
Yeah, but, you know, that's how you play the game.
Can, can you put just put Bob in, because I still have to stop by and pick up some tickets.
Okay, we'll put Bob in again. Thank you.
Yep, have a good one, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, our friend puts Bob in again. Okay, yes, so the answers, tell me a word that rhymes with election, selection, perfection, detection, protection, rejection, collection, and section. All right. On to our next category here. Okay, we can do this one. When you go into a bathroom, what color do you not want to see in the toilet? The commode. What color do you not want to see in the commode? There you go. 740-383-9944. 31 minutes past the hour. Boy, this is good for a morning shot here. A morning question. When you enter the bathroom, what color do you not want to see in the commode? We have got six answers here on the board. Go ahead, caller.
Red.
Red. Red is number three on the list. We got you, Lee.
Thank you.
Lee's in the list. Red, number three on the list. When you enter a bathroom, what color do you not want to see in the commode? 740-383-9944. Red is number three. What are the other five answers this morning? Go ahead, caller. Pink? Yes, pink is number six. We got you, Bob. Pink shows up at number six on the list. So we got red at three and pink at number six. All right, let's take another gander here. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say green.
Green, number four on the list. You've okay. Got it, Judy. Got you in. Judy shows in. Another entry for Judy. Judy's in three times. Judy S is in three times. Judy C in once. Bob in three times. And Lee in here. Go ahead, caller.
That's a disgusting question, Scott, but sometimes that bathroom humor is fun in the morning, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. It's colors, so I don't know if it's all that disgusting.
Well, I would say yellow. That certainly would be one of my answers.
Yellow. Yellow is number two on the list.
I'm sure I know the first answer, but that's even more disgusting. So we'll let Bob answer that one, or Lee, or one of our regulars, because they're always so smart. They've always got these answers right on the ball, and we appreciate it.
Well, we got it. Yellow. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Yellow's number two. So we've got two answers left here. When you enter a bathroom, what do you color do you really hope not to see in the commode? Go ahead, caller.
Black.
Black. Black is number five on the list. We've got you in here again, Lee. Thank you. Lee shows up. Now he's in the competition twice here. One answer left, and it's the number one answer. What color do you not want to see in the old commode? Go ahead, caller.
Brown,
of course, that's the number one answer. What's your name, caller?
It's Dave.
Oh, Dave, how you doing, Dave?
Hey, good.
Good, got you in.
I've got tickets there for Zumbezi Bay and the Wild.
Okay.
You should go ahead and give those to somebody else, because I will not have time to go to those places.
Oh, okay, I will do that.
All right.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got Dave in the competition. Yes, the colors you don't want to see in the commode, brown, yellow, red, green, black, and pink. Those would be the ones. All right. Now we're going to move on to our next question here this morning and see what we've got. Okay, this category has, what do we got here? Eight answers. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. Now, there's a thinker of a question. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. We've got Judy S. in three times here, Judy C. in once, Bob in three times, Lee in twice, and Dave in once. All right, eight answers. If your dog ran away, what would you be surprised that he took with him? Go ahead, caller.
I'll say his dog bone.
His dog bone. His bone is number 4 on the list. You got it, Judy. Thank you.
Okay.
Bone shows up at number 4 on the list. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. Go ahead, caller.
Your wife.
The dog's wife?
No, your wife.
My wife. Wife is not on the list. Thank you. Wife is not on the list this morning. Name something, if your dog ran away, you'd be surprised that he took with him. All right, go ahead, caller.
I got a toy.
A toy. Let me see here. Favorite toy, number 7 on the list. Gotcha, Bob.
Yep.
All right, Bob staying up with Judy here. Bob gets in again. All right, if your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. Go ahead, caller.
His ball.
His ball. Let's see here. No
like
ball?
Like a little baseball?
No ball on the list.
Oh, okay.
No ball on the list this morning. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he would take with him. Go ahead, caller.
This is a funny answer, Scott. Well, how about the cat? Or maybe another one of your pets, but I would say the cat because they're always chasing after each other.
Well, the cat's the number one answer.
I'm surprised. That was kind of a funny answer, but you never know with these polls.
But you got it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Cat was the number one answer. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he would take with him. All right, go ahead, caller.
Your keys.
Your keys. Let me see here. No keys on the list.
Okay.
No keys on the list today. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he would take with him. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say his dog bed.
His dog bed. Let's see here. Yes, his bed pillow is number 6.
Yeah.
You got it, Judy.
Okay.
All right. Judy in again. Takes a pass by Bob. We've got Judy S in 5 times, Judy C in once, Bob in 4, Dave in, Lee in twice here. Go ahead, caller.
How about his leash?
Leash, number 2 on the list.
Put that under Bob.
All right, we'll get another Bob here. Thank you, Ralph.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, another one for Bob here. Name something, if your dog ran away, you'd be surprised that he would take with him. All right, go ahead, caller.
His bowl.
His bowl. Number 3 on the list. We've got you, Lee.
Thanks.
All right, Lee in again with the bowl at number 3. So we've still got 2 answers left here. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he would take with him. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do we got here? Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was going to say his dog dish. Let me think. I'll just say his, gosh, I can't think of anything right off now.
Well, give us a buzz back.
I'll just call back.
Okay. We're looking for something, if your dog ran away, you'd be surprised that he would take with him. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Suitcase.
Suitcase. You know, that would surprise me. Not on the list, but a good guess. Suitcase not on the list this morning. Name something, if your dog ran away, you would be surprised that he took with him. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say his dog brush.
Brush? No brush on the list.
Okay.
No brush on the list. If your dog ran away, name something you would be surprised that he would take with him. That is what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, since my comedy answer was so good last time, how about one of the kids?
One of the kids. Well,
for company. You know, a playmate, somebody for company.
Not so lucky this time.
Okay, thanks.
No playmate on the list. If your dog ran away, name something you would be surprised that he would take with him. Coming up on 40 minutes past the hour here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, it needs to take its food.
Food. Let's see here. Well, food we got already. Food was with the bowl. Food and bowl were tied together. We've got the cat, the leash collar, food bowl, his bone, bed pillow, and favorite toy. Still two answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say his dog sweater.
No dog sweater. No dog sweater on the list. If your dog ran away, what would you be surprised that he would take with him? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I bought his doghouse.
No doghouse. Doghouse does not show up on the list. What would a dog take with him? What would he surprise you by taking with him if he left home? 740-383-9944. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
How about his bed or his cage?
No bed.
Okay.
No bed, no cage here. Well, we got bed. Bed was number 6 on the list. The ones we've got cat, leash collar, food and bowl, his bone, his bed, his pillow, and his favorite toy. Those are the ones we've got. Go ahead, caller.
How about his cane?
His what?
His tang.
His tang?
His tang. You know, C-A-N-E, tang.
A cane?
His tang.
Oh, chain. Chain. No chain on the list. Well, why would a dog take his tang? Oh, Lord. Oh, my. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say collar or maybe his flea collar?
You know what? Yeah, collar was number 2.
Okay, so I guess a caller said collar. So
yes, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Collar we've got. Dog take his tang. Get the tang. We're leaving town. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Another dog?
Not another dog. Another dog does not make the list here this morning. All right. If your dog ran away, name something you would be surprised that he would take with him. Two answers left on the board here today. Go ahead, caller.
His blanket.
Blanket. No blanket on the list. No blanket on the list today. Well, you know what? Judy did say sweater. It clothes, shoe. So I'm going to give Judy that one, now that I look back at it. So, Judy, yes, you're in again. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say his toothbrush.
No toothbrush.
Okay.
So, yes, one of them was clothes and shoe. That was number 5. So we're going to give that to Judy, yes. So she is in again. So there's one answer left. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. Go ahead, caller.
What about his owner?
His owner. No owner on the list, but a good guess. No owner on the list here this morning. One answer left, though. Boy, we've got a lot of entries this morning. Judy S., Judy C., Bob Lee, Dave. Give me a call if your dog left home. Name something you'd be surprised that he would take with him. Go ahead, caller.
How about his medication? Dogs take pills sometimes.
No medication on the list.
That was a good answer. That's a better answer than cat, but okay. Thank you, Scott.
Okay. Medication does not make the list. If your dog ran away from home, name something you would be surprised that he would take with him. 740-383-9944. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say his sunglasses.
No sunglasses. No sunglasses on the list. Coming up on 45 minutes past the hour here, the winner again will get a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, the Columbus Zoo, or a copy of the book Three Pies Hot. That's how we're doing it this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about his license?
No license. License does not make the list here this morning. Name something your dog would take if he left home that you would not expect him to take. 740-383-9944. This is where we are on the list today. Who's going to be our next entry here? Zumbezi Bay, Wilds tickets, Columbus Zoo tickets, or a copy of the book Three Pies Hot, all hang in the balance today here on WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. One answer left. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he would take with him. 740-383-9944. Who's going to come up with the answer today? 740-383-9944. One answer left today in the shoot here. Who's going to get it? All right. Looks like we got a call coming. Go ahead, caller.
What about a playmate?
Not a playmate. Good guess. No playmate today. If your dog left home, name something you'd be surprised that he would take with him. What would that dog take with him? 740-383-9944. 46 minutes past the hour here. WWGH time. One answer left on the list. We've got cat, leash, collar, food, bowl, bone, clothes, shoe, bed, pillow, favorite toy. What are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say his dog shampoo. He might need a bath.
No shampoo. No shampoo on the list today. If your dog left home, name something you would be surprised that he would take with him. All right, Glenn Coble coming up 10 a.m. to noon today in Swap Shop 12 to 1. Go ahead, caller.
How about your car?
No car on the list. Car does not show up on the list today. 740-383-9944. If your dog ran away, name something you would be surprised that he would take with him. If your dog ran away, what would you be surprised that he would take with him? 740-383-9944. One answer left on the list today. Let's see if this possibly is the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
I have a couple of boring answers, Scott.
All right.
How about his, like, grooming accessories? I mean, the comb, the stuff you would use to groom the dog?
No grooming accessories.
I mean, because people take that stuff with them, so maybe the dog maybe wouldn't. How about, like, the cage? You know, dogs don't like a cage, but or a pet carrier like you'd use, take them to the vet. Somebody say that?
No cage on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. No cage and no grooming supplies on the list today. Coming up on 48 minutes past the hour here today, if your dog left home, name something you would be surprised that he would take with him. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's going to get entered into these competitions here this morning? We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. 48 coming up on 49 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Tori, I think you had that, but I'll say a Frisbee, but that's kind of a toy, too.
Yeah, I'd say that probably falls under toy.
Yeah, okay.
Toy, not on the list. Frisbee, not on the list. If your dog ran away from home, name something you'd be surprised that he would take with him. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about the newspaper?
No newspaper. Good guess, though. No newspaper, but that definitely would surprise you if the dog took off with that. 740-383-9944. We're about at the 10-minute mark here.
If your dog ran away from home, name something you would be surprised that he would take with him. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's going to come up with the last answer here in this category? 50 minutes past the hour. We are at the 10-minute mark here. Who's got the last answer? All right, go ahead, caller.
Flea and tick spray.
No flea and tick spray.
All right.
No flea and tick spray here this morning. If your dog ran away from home, name something you would be surprised that he would take with him. What would that be? 740-383-9944. We've got quite a few good answers. A lot of people in the competition. Judy S., Judy C., Bob, Lee, Dave. Who else is going to get in here this morning? Name something that if your dog ran away, you would be surprised that he would take with him. 740-383-9944. One answer left in this category. Who's going to knock that one answer out of the park here this morning in the next 9 minutes? We hope somebody does. Something you'd be surprised that a dog would take if he would leave home. Now, if a dog left home, think about what he would need. What would a dog need if he was out on his own on the street? What would that be? 740-383-9944. All right, here comes another one. Go ahead, caller.
Your newspaper?
No newspaper on the list. Newspaper does not make the list this morning. If your dog ran away from home, name something you would be surprised that he would take with him. Go ahead, caller.
Well, he's going to need money, and I'd say he'll take your purse or billfold. I don't know.
You know, money is the last answer today. You got it right.
Is it? Well, I was thinking, what else would he need to survive? Okay.
You always need a little money. Thank you, Judy.
Yeah.
All right. Judy gets in again with money. Money was the final answer. All right, we've got about 8 minutes left here. Well, let's see if this person says money as well. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, can I do two?
Go ahead.
Okay, one, has anyone said his caller?
Yes, they did say caller.
Okay, and then what about food?
Food, I think somebody said food as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, new category here for the remaining 5 minutes of the program. Now, this category has, let's see here, what do we got? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 answers in this category. What's something you keep in your car just in case? 9 answers on the board. Something you keep in your car just in case. 740-383-9944. The prizes to choose from today are a pair of tickets to the Wilds, a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or a copy of the book Three Pies Hot. That's where we are today. Name something you keep in your car just in case. 9 answers on the board. All right. Go ahead, caller.
A blanket.
Let me see here. Blanket. No blanket on the list.
What? Okay.
No blanket on the list here. Name something you keep in your car just in case. Blanket not on the list. 740-383-9944. Depends on where you're going. Here we go. Next call. Go ahead, caller.
How about a first aid kit?
First aid kit. Number 3 on the list. We got you, Judy. All right. That Judy C. is in again. We got Judy S.'s and Judy C.'s in this morning. Name something you would keep in your car just in case. Go ahead, caller.
A flashlight.
A flashlight.
Let's see here. No flashlight on the list. Flashlight does not make the list. Name something you would keep in your car just in case. That's what we want to know. All right, go ahead, caller.
Here's my cerebral answer. Before I got new tires, I kept my tire inflator. You just plug it into the cigarette lighter or 12-volt receptacle, and you can inflate your tires in case one of them is leaking. So that's a good answer, but I'm not sure it'll be there.
No tire inflator on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Adam. No tire inflator on the list this morning. Something you would keep in your car just in case. That's what we want to know. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a candle?
A candle? No candles on the list. Well, I don't know. It's been one of those type of mornings. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
An ice scraper.
An ice scraper. You know, oddly enough, that's not on the list.
Oh,
I know. No ice scraper on the list here this morning. Name something you would keep in your car. Oh, one of those? Your thumb?
It's a candle.
Candle. Is that what it's for? Oh, okay. You set that up on the dashboard. What do you do? Go ahead, caller.
Water.
Water. Food and water. Number two. You got it.
Okay, put it under Bob.
Put Bob in again? We got Bob in again. Thank you, Ralph. Bob entered in posthumously. No, Bob's not. Bob's still alive, not posthumously. What did I mean to say there, Glenn?
I have
no idea. No, you know when somebody else enters them.
Anonymously? No.
No, we know Ralph put him in. It's not anonymously. Dear God, help us out. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to say a candle.
No, you don't put that up on the dashboard when you're driving around.
A hospital urinal.
What is wrong with you people this morning?
Come on, man. You got to have one. What if you got to go to the bathroom?
What do you got? Your heart-lung machine in there, too? Holy mackerel. No. No heart-lung machine. No urinal. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, Glenn's got one in his car right next to the candle in case things get really hot. Thank goodness this morning's about over. I can't take much more of this today. Go ahead, caller.
Jumper cables.
Jumper cables. Holy mackerel. That's a shock. Yes, jumper cables. Number six on the list. We got you, Lee.
Thank you.
All right, Jill. There's a sensible answer. Okay, something you'd have in your car just in case. I don't even understand. Go ahead, caller.
What about toilet paper?
Toilet paper. Now, see, I'm with you on that one. I think that's a smart... It's not on here, but I agree with that. You don't want to be out in the woods with, looking for leaves. Oh! Well...
Case of floods.
Yeah. That'll work out. I want to see how that one works out. Go ahead, caller.
We keep gloves in the glove box.
Glove. You know, I keep gloves in my car and jumper cables, by the way.
Me too.
Let's see here. No gloves, though, but I agree with you. They're in my car. You know, that's also good for twisting knobs off you can't get off. When you put a pair of gloves on, they help you get some traction. And also, not cut your hand off when you're doing something like that. Go ahead, caller.
Food.
What was that, Bob?
Food and trash.
Food.
You got water.
Somebody guessed food. Number two. Well, I didn't mean to say Bob posthumously. What's the word? When somebody else puts you in, it's not anonymously. It's, oh, what's the word I'm thinking of? They put you in, when you go in for somebody else. What's that word? Go ahead, caller.
Word for it?
Road flares. That's a good one. Number nine on the list. Who we putting you in?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Can I do one more real quick?
Go ahead.
What about, okay, a razor.
A cake?
Now, to cut your seatbelt off in case you, like, go in the water.
Oh, a razor?
Yeah, you know those things that cut your seatbelt off of you?
Well, I think a razor would probably do. A knife, razor? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on the list, but it's a good idea.
Okay.
Thank you. But no, I don't know if that's a good idea. Do you want a knife in your car if somebody gets you?
They make a
tool for that. All right. Right next to your candle in the, and your, what's the other thing? The hospital urinal. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, the word you wanted was a surrogate for Bob.
Oh, surrogate. Yeah, that's right. Surrogate. Why did I think posthumous? That's terrible.
And I'll guess napkins, since I've got you on the phone.
Napkins. No napkins, but I have those in my car, too.
These people are not from Ohio. If they don't have clothes, ice scrapers, or napkins.
Yeah, I know. Where are they driving at?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Catch you later.
All right, one more answer this morning before we do the drawing. Name something you keep in your car just in case. Here comes the final answer, final guess. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about a shovel?
A shovel, that's a good one in case you get stuck. No shovel, but a good guess. Shovel not on the list. All right, let's do the drawing. We've got, you ready, Glenn? We've got Judy S in multiple times, Judy C in, Bob in, Lee, Sarah, Dave. Bunch of entries this morning. I'll get one more. Go ahead, caller.
How about kitty litter for traction?
That's a good one, too. Not on the list, but a good one. Something to pay attention to here in Ohio. Kitty litter for traction. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20. 22 on, maybe 23. Let me get one more guess in because of the delay. Go ahead, caller.
Umbrella.
Good one. Not on the list, though.
Okay,
no umbrella. Okay, 23.
Halfway, 11.
11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Our winner this morning is Lee. Lee, what do you want? We've got Three Pies Hot, we've got Zumbezi Bay, we've got the Columbus Zoo, and we have got the Wilds. Lee, give us a call here, and we'll continue this tomorrow morning, so tune in tomorrow. I don't know what Glenn's doing today. Glenn's doing this, so stay tuned for more. Maybe I'll leave some tickets with him so he can do some giveaways, and you can pick up, you ought to do it this way, Glenn. Every correct answer, put them in a drawing, and then at the end of the hour, you know, that way we save on tickets. Yeah. All right, Lee. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say salt.
Salt's a good, it's not on the list, but it's a good guess. So stay tuned. Glenn's going to continue this from 10 to 12 today and then swap shop 12 to 1. But Lee, call me. What do you want? I have a feeling I know what Lee wants because I think he called in about the Three Pies Hot yesterday. But Lee, do you want the Three Pies Hot book? Call me real quick. 740-383-9944. I got to get out of here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott says Lee.
Yes.
I'll take a copy of the Three Pies Hot.
You got the Three Pies Hot book. You got it, Lee. It'll be here till 1 today, or do you think you'll be able to make it today?
I'm hoping I can get somebody to go get it for me.
Okay, it'll be here.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Don't forget, Glenn Coble with more of the same next hour.
Are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1